This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, hi, Fred. So sorry, man.
No What's problem. Good to see you.
Thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
You, yes.
Yeah.
You got everything you need here. I got to get mic'd up.
All right.
Ugh. I had some fucking guys doing shit on my house up there, and they wouldn't let me get out of it. But anyway.
Well, maybe they'll watch this and they'll say, you know, he's talking about us.
All right. And now, did you help yourself here?
I'm good.
You're good?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have a little of tequila here.
Oh, we got glasses down there. How do people sit here?
Whatever you want. Whatever makes you happy. Whatever is comfortable. Where's the ice?
I don't know.
Should have ice here. I don't see the ice. Oh, there it is. So you come all... Is it hard for you to get over here? Was it crazy with the 405
and everything? No, it's easy.
Yeah? I don't want to say where we are, but let me, you know, we're in that part of town where it can be crazy on a Friday.
Yeah, I know. It was totally fine. And You have a very nice place. And
well, this isn't, I mean, this is just a little, you know, I really only use this space here to do this.
Yeah. No, I understand. But thanks for having me. And, you know, it's. Yeah.
I'm trying to get a sense of how I know you. I mean, I know that I saw some of your early internet videos like years ago. You were in a band or
I've done like a lot of like band stuff, and you know, it's comedy mixed with music and stuff, so there's like a mix of it.
Why is it that all like everybody now wants to do everything? You can't just be a comedian, you can't just be a musician, You can't just be an actor, you can't just be you know, one thing. Everybody has to diversifying? Or are you scared that you're going to fail at one thing, so you have a backup plan, and then you have a backup plan for another backup plan?
No, I don't think that's why people do it. I think it's more
why
like...
Why did you do it? I mean, who said that, why didn't you stick with music?
Just because I felt like I wanted to do comedy, so I just kind of mixed the two together.
Such a crowded field.
Which one?
Well, music and comedy, and it almost feels like you would have just wanted to stay put... And then not sort of jump ship and start over.
Well, I didn't jump ship and start over. I just mixed the two. And by the way, it's not like I, you know, direct movies and like I don't act in dramas.
But even now, I feel like I saw a clip of you playing guitar. And
yeah, well, I play some guitar, and it's just...
Listen, you can do whatever you want. Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, from an outsider, if I'm a fan of yours, I'm a Fred Armisen fan, you would think that they would want clarity on what it is you want to do and what you will do in the future. Well, That's all I'm saying.
It's a good point, and who knows, you know? Mm-hmm. Maybe if I make, if I do enough business, I could just stay doing comedy. That would be great.
So you're doing, you got on SNL, and that was before Portlandia?
Yes. I'm good, thank you.
You don't drink?
Mm-mm.
Huh.
Yeah.
Now,
I never liked it. No.
You ever got, like, is it sort of like, you won't drink?
I just don't want to.
But if somebody said, this is the greatest wine, it's the finest wine, or the best vodka ever
made, you're
in Russia. And the Putin comes, or whoever. I'm just kidding, of course. But I don't know what don't know what circumstance you'd be in where you have Putin coming to you asking you for to try the best vodka. But would you would say, no, I don't drink this. I'm a, you know, I'm Saint Fred and I don't touch the stuff.
To your point, if anyone was like, this is an incredible glass of
wine. So you do. You would.
Yes.
So I think it's, for me, I drink because why the fuck not? You know, I mean, first of all, it's good shit. And I don't put shit in my body that is coming from Monsanto, genetically engineered shit.
But some people can't drink. Some people.
Well, I think I disagree with that. I think that there's a perception that not drinking or doing, you know, smoking weed or, you know, even the harder stuff, that we've been conditioned and that society has created this these rules that say, oh, you're an addict or you're, that's a disease. But, you know, in reality, it's the nanny state and it's sort of everyone being too careful and too nervous, you know.
Sure. I mean,
do you? You know, like, you're not one of these guys that start shaming people if they light up or they have a drink.
No.
Okay. No.
That's not my place to, you know, judge other people if they're drinking or whatever. Good, you know?
Good so for them. You get into SNL. And what years are you in SNL? What part?
2002 to 2013.
See, that's a long time. And you weren't really like one of the main cast members at first.
No.
And then gradually they kind of see that you've got something to bring. And then what happens?
Yeah, that's the way to put it. I mean, it's just sort of longevity. If you're there long enough, you know, after a few years, they put you in the main cast.
But the thing I think people don't understand about that show is that it's, at least now, and probably when you were there, it's not live. A lot of it's not live. I mean, let's be honest.
It's live.
A lot of it isn't, though.
Some of it is the fake commercials.
Believe me, they pre-tape out the ass, right? They pre-tape. They pre-tape commercials videos. Yeah. Andy Samberg come on and do the digital shorts, whatever those were.
Yeah, yeah.
So a lot of the show, not like back, you know, when I was younger and you'd see the replays, you'd see the original season with Belushi and Aykroyd, Billy Murray, Radner.
Yeah, yeah.
That was when, for me, that was when Saturday Night Live, I wasn't around when it was on, but I remember seeing, you know, seeing the replays, that was when that show really had juice. It had it had teeth.
But they had pre-tapes then, too. They had little fake commercials and stuff.
Yeah, but it lacked it didn't have the history behind it at that time.
Yeah.
Right? It just was, so fresh and so dangerous and it was like punk rock.
It was great.
Yeah.
It really was amazing. Mm-hmm. The cast was great. Those sketches
And then
were great.
It went on and on and on. And so who were the guys and gals in your, who was in your class?
I mean, I always think, Kristen Wiig and Bill Hader and.
Well, Hader's good. Hader's good at what he does because he does impressions and he does characters.
Yeah.
And he can do a lot. And now he's acting and
he's brilliant.
I'd love to have him on the show. But a lot of the people, who else? Because there were some
Kenan Thompson.
He won't leave.
I think it's a smart move not to leave. I mean, you know, that's.
But I think there's a lot of people from that generation that didn't rise to the occasion with that opportunity. And I wonder, were they given, why were they, you know, who got them in? Was it because of their talent or was it because of who they knew?
No.
You don't think
so? No, I don't think it, not at that show. It can't be who you know.
It's funny because, you know, 40 years ago, you had three channels, right? You had ABC, NBC,
CBS.
PBS. That was it. You had PBS. And now, how many channels? I mean, how many channels are there? Hundreds.
Infinite.
Right.
Infinite.
Do you think that has caused us to go, fuck it? Like, fuck it. I'm not going to watch shit. I'm not, you know, there's too many. Because that's what happens to me. I turn it on, I turn it right off again.
But there are shows that have like...
But the internet's doing so much of the, you know, podcast like this show and all these other shows where people are just kind of watching whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, good shows find their audience, you know, and...
Speaking of that, you're on this Addams Family show.
Yeah.
Now, what's that about? Because I saw a little bit of this and... When I was younger, we'd have the Addams Family. Now, this isn't the Addams Family. This is what?
It's Wednesday. It's like a sort of, they take one of the characters and sort of focuses on that character.
Right. And it sort of departs from the ethos or the sort of the spirit of the original, which was a sitcom, black and white sitcom, yeah. Laugh track, three camera, you know, it was a classic sitcom. And this... Do you feel like this, and listen, I'm happy you're getting paid, but, you know, let me just finish my thought, because it feels like it's one of those, the now shows have to be dark, and they have to be serious, and they have to be about everything. It has to be about politics, it has to be about, you know, it has to check all the boxes of diversity.
Sure, sure.
And is it, do you think that because I think it's this, you know, epidemic right now with sort of the woke mob mentality, the woke mind virus, that these executives are being gunned to their head, asked, told how to structure the, how their shows are going to be written, produced, and performed.
Well, I mean, you haven't watched the show.
I've seen enough to know that it ain't in black and white, and it ain't a comedy.
No, yeah, it's not in black and white, and yeah, that was like a golden time of that show, and this is just like an interpretation. It's just like a sort of, you know, other way of looking at the show.
But that's the thing, because you're such a funny fucking guy.
Thank you.
And listen, you could be doing so much more with that talent on that show, I assume, because I don't know what you're playing on that show. Who do you play on the show?
Uncle Fester.
Right. Now, that's a funny part, but you probably are not given the leash.
Sure, I am.
For real, though?
Yeah, for real. They let me.
So they let you do whatever you want. In other words, you can say whatever you want on that show.
I don't want to say anything outside of what the script is.
All right.
You know, I'm not looking for that. I wanted to be a good Fester and just do my best. You know, that's all. But there's other shows I've done where I've gotten
because Netflix has got to come to you and say, "Hey, tone it down." They've got to. Listen, I know that you can't, there's shit that you can't say, and there's shit that you don't want to say because, hey, you know what? Mm-hmm. It's a paycheck.
I like doing it. I had a fun time with it, so.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like I get to do a lot of fun stuff, and I have many opportunities to, you know.
But they don't let you, with the difference between Wednesday and the other show you did, which I'm blanking on.
Portlandia?
That's it. Which was hilarious. Fucking hilarious.
Thanks.
That's a different environment for you.
Yeah.
That's a difference. That's a, you know, hey, we're going to go out there and we're going to take pointed shots at sort of the woke mindset and take, you know, because it's got, listen, I'm as liberal as anybody, and you know that. I mean, I am on the record about gun control, and I was against the Iraq war. Mm-hmm. But then when you see what's going on in Portland with the people up there and the attitude, it's almost the opposite of liberalism, which is now an orthodoxy that says what you can and can't say. And what Portlandia did was it took direct fire at that.
No, no.
Blew them out of the
fucking
water.
First of all, it's been a while since we've done the show. So.
But the show's, I mean, not that long ago. I mean, it couldn't have been more than 4 years ago.
Yeah, maybe 5 years ago or something. But we weren't taking aim at
Fred,
anything.
Fred, in television time, that's yesterday.
Okay, well, we weren't taking
let's
aim.
Just,
we
weren't, let's like, we weren't not trying to, dance around it.
We weren't trying to attack anything. We were just having a good time, and we were talking more about ourselves.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You totally. Don't, listen, I don't want to bullshit me. Don't bullshit me. Listen, you and whoever you're doing it, who are you doing it with?
Carrie Brownstein.
You and her, and I'd raise a drink. If you drank, I'd raise a drink and toast. Because what you did was you took aim and fired at a mentality and a philosophy that I think is biggest threat to our country.
No. We didn't take aim at anything.
Since the Civil War.
They're just silly sketches. Mm-hmm. Like, they were just like the way that we were living, and there's we're not taking aim at anything.
Right.
You know, but well, I appreciate.
It's
but
funny
I appreciate
fucking
you.
Shit.
Thank you, and thanks for watching the show. Yeah. I'm glad you watched it. That was really good.
I still say you look back on that show and the pot shot, not pot shots, the shots you took on the woke mindset.
Because you have punk
rockers and these feminists, and you're playing feminists, right? I mean, it's all there. You can watch it. I'm not going to argue about it with you.
No, but we weren't taking aim at any of that stuff, and also like. The idea of whatever they're calling wokeness, that wasn't even when we shot
it. Come on, man. Whatever you want to call it. I used to call it politically correct.
I remember things being politically correct. And
yeah. And that's, okay, so let's call it politically correct if that makes you more comfortable. You saw political correctness.
Wait, there was nothing political about it. It was just goofing around. But I appreciate you thinking that way. And hey, if you enjoyed it, whatever you got out of it, great. All we wanted to do is, you know, make silly, dumb sketches. Mm-hmm. So, but thank you.
But you can't do that anymore.
Well, we don't do the show anymore.
Right. And I know why. I know we exactly the fuck why.
No, we just decided to stop.
I think it's because somebody said to you, you are poking the bear.
No.
No. Well, if you don't think that...
No one ever said to us, hey, you're poking the bear.
Yeah, but they don't have to.
They don't have to, Fred.
Come on.
With us, they would.
They don't.
Okay. Sure. Whatever you think. But I'm working on a lot of other stuff.
This is a clove cigarette.
Okay.
YouTube is very, very... I mean, we're in a fascist... system right now.
Yeah.
The way YouTube works, with the way the ad sponsors work and the algorithms. I mean, do you buy into this whole idea that we are, that, you know, entertainment is going to be sort of dictated by the Orwellian vision of,
I don't think we're that, you know, some people see it that way.
But you don't. So you don't think that there's basically a double standard?
What double standard do you mean? There's all kinds of double standards.
Depending on who you are and who you know and what masters you serve, that you're going to be treated differently.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if I think that deeply about whatever the system is. In entertainment.
Are you traveling?
Yes. I travel once in a while.
Do you notice how, first of all, you must remember when you could actually fucking take a flight and not feel like you're entering the third level of hell?
That's
right?
True.
I mean, please.
You're right.
Was traveling. I travel all the time. I do shows all the time. I'm traveling. I'm working.
And
it is like going into... the mouth, the lion's, it's going into the lion's den just to go down to LAX to go to a fucking flight to fucking Phoenix.
It's stressful. It's really stressful the whole way. I agree. They need to.
When did we forget how to do something as simple as get on a goddamn plane?
I know. It's very.
And you finally get on the plane, you've got these guys sitting around in flip-flops and t-shirts and and the violence that's happening. Have you ever been in on a flight where these fights are breaking out?
No.
Have you seen these videos?
I've seen videos of it, yeah.
I mean, it's out of control. It's like going into the Bronx Zoo.
Yeah, it's a mess, you know. I've not seen a fight, but It's just too crowded. I still don't like all the security stuff. I understand it, but I don't like it.
So who are the comedians that you loved growing up? In other words, who are the people that you saw and said, that's what I want to do?
I always liked George Carlin was really funny.
See, that's the thing people forget.
Yeah.
Is George Carlin could say anything.
Yeah.
And the people did not come down on him. You never heard, I mean, the very idea of George Carlin getting canceled makes my stomach sick. And mm-hmm. It makes my stomach sick because it's not something that ever would have happened. Mm. And he would have had people rioting in the streets if they tried to cancel him because he was a saint. And of course, he upset a lot of people. Mm-hmm. He created a lot of controversy. He spoke the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And despite that, there wasn't the climate that there is now. That I think if George Carlin was alive today, he probably would have kept his mouth shut and he probably wouldn't have ever gotten into comedy.
Really? I would hope that he would really, you know, it would embolden him to get out more and do really? More comedy. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think that's naive. You know, I think it is. I think you're acting like you're not wearing glasses, which you usually do. And that's part of your trademark. But if you were, I'd say you're wearing rose-colored glasses because your attitude seems to be that George Carlin would be welcome in this environment. When in fact, if you know anything about the climate out there right now, you would know, and I don't know why you don't know this because you're in the business, that he would not be welcome and his opinions would be admonished at every level.
Sure.
Okay, we're experiencing almost like when the fascists took over Germany, you had book burnings. They would be doing that with Carlin records right now. You know that.
I agree, but he existed during a time where it was very conservative. The 80s, you know, Reagan was president. There was the...
Listen, you don't have to tell me. Yeah. You know, I know.
I know we're on the same side pretty much. But he was great. He was really funny.
But who else? It couldn't have just been Carlin. Because I don't see a lot of Carlin in your work because you're not political. Mm. And I mean, you are in the sense of what you did with Portlandia, but you generally stay pretty safe. And and I think that's a strategic choice.
Because you don't
want to tip the apple cart. You know, you don't want
to... Or I'm not good at it. Maybe I'm not good at political comedy.
But who else? Because like I said, it couldn't be only Carlin. I don't even know if it was Carlin.
I used to like SCTV. That was really funny.
You know, those guys had sort of this I'm better than everybody attitude, I think. They kind of, everything is a joke and, you know, we're going to do characters and fucking funny as hell, but almost on this sort of, I don't know. It rubbed me the wrong way.
Do you ever think about the fact that the people from that show would be watching this?
Listen, I know a lot of those fucking guys.
They what?
I know a lot of those fucking guys. I know Marty Short really well.
Yeah.
Marty would probably tell you the same thing, although he's a fucking nut.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, anyway, that was the show I really used to enjoy. There's some great sketches on there.
Do you know the thing with Candy? With John Candy, not fucking Hershey's Kisses.
Yeah.
The thing with him where he had a bar. He had an office.
Oh, yeah?
It was a little bit like this. And he had a fucking bar. John Candy had a fucking bar. With you name it.
Wow.
You know, and he'd have meetings. People would come in, and he said, come on down. And they'd sit there and they'd have a drink.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
He was a fucking funny guy.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. And
I agree.
And, troubled guy in a lot of ways, but I fucking met him a couple times.
Well, yeah, what was he like? Was he nice?
You know, he's fucking, back then it was so fucking hard to even get to know anybody because everybody was all fucked up.
Oh, right.
Want to send clips of your favorite scenes from TV shows, movies, or sports? Go to clipsender.com, enter in your key search words, find your clip and simply send to any email address in your address book. ClipsThunder has thousands of clips from TV shows, movies, sports, and even many viral internet clips that have been viewed millions of times. ClipsThunder is the only safe and secure way to send clips of your favorite TV shows, movies, or unmissable sports moments. Visit clipsthunder.com/officehours to receive 20% off your first clip.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for vegan and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Why do these comedians, because you're not a drug guy,
yeah.
But do you take offense to people that are into drugs? Or
not
is that
at
sort
all.
Of a, are you kind of uptight about drugs?
Not at all.
All right. But does that fall into your drinking stance that you don't drink?
Yeah. Same kind of thing.
Right. But yet it's, but you don't judge people
Never.
That do drugs. But you, but with somebody like Farley or Belushi, these guys had serious
yes.
drug problems.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, and but you don't find that it's in your it's not in your place to do anything about it.
No, what can I do? Also, those, you know, they've passed on. So,
I fucking know they've passed on. I don't think that they're here right now. You know that.
Well,
I mean,
in some ways.
So you believe in the afterlife, or you, do you believe in?
No, I don't.
Do you believe in heaven? Or you're a religious person? Do you have, like, do you have?
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that, like, even their influence on me.
No, but okay, that's fine. I get that. But are you just to change subjects, are you a religious person? Do you?
I believe in God.
Do you believe in God, right? Yeah. And what gives you the authority to have an opinion about that, I guess? Or what evidence is there? Because I've never seen any.
It's not that. It's that you asked me. So
it's opinion. It's not, you're
sure.
not. Yeah.
And I don't tell other people you should believe in God and any of that stuff.
Nobody fucking should. Right? I mean, who has the gall to put a gun to somebody's head and say, this is what it is. There is a God, even though there's no fucking evidence.
Totally. People misuse religion a lot. I agree. Yeah, it's too bad. But, you know, everyone has their beliefs.
Now, are you going to do one of these moves where you try to bring back a show, Portlandia, for example? Or
no,
are you going to
no.
go back on SNL?
No.
Are you going to do these things that
no.
people, a lot of people do, they fall back into their old, if the money's right, we'll go back and do whatever it is?
I don't think.
What do you want to do?
I like doing stand-up. You know, I still go on tour and stuff. And
touring, is that something that, because I've got dates out the wazoo right now.
Yeah.
I've almost no time.
So you have the same, you have the same
show,
want, but, then. You like doing the same kind of thing.
Well, fuck yeah.
It's fun, right?
I mean, what do you think I'm doing here?
Right.
You know, I mean, it's not like this is, it's got to be fun. Otherwise, what the hell are we doing?
And what is your audience like?
My audience is fucking, a bunch of assholes and dimwits who, think they're getting something that they liked 10 years ago. Speaking of that, I got to do a couple of dates here, a couple of plugs. Can I see the plugs there? I'm going to be in August 10th, and it's tomorrow, College Street Music Hall in New Haven, Connecticut. That's tonight, actually. August 11th, Starland Ballroom in Sayreville, New Jersey. August 12th, Rapids Theater, Niagara Falls. August 14th, Kemba Live, Columbus, Ohio. August 15th, Royal Oak. August 16th, Megacorp Pavilion in Newport, Connecticut.
Kentucky. Those are all Kentucky. Louisville, Kentucky.
Whirling Tiger. That's also in Kentucky. City Winery. Los Angeles. Nashville and the Pageant. St. Louis. Egyptian Room in Indianapolis. Turner Hall in Milwaukee. And the Admiral Theater in Omaha, Nebraska. And then August 24th, the Tower Theater, Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma. So. Looks like a great tour.
It's a lot of fun.
And how do you travel?
Well, we do a bus and it's worked out pretty good. So what about you? What is your, if you could do things differently, what would you do differently?
In my career?
Your life. I mean, you can't be a guy that has no regrets.
I would have not drunk so much soda. Like cola and stuff, you know.
You're not one of these people who think. I mean, like I said to you earlier, I'm very careful about what I put in my body. I try to eat. I'm not a vegetarian.
I'm not either.
But you know, I'm not going down to McDonald's four fucking times a day.
I'm not either.
It's stupid, and people do this. People go down to McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, and well?
And I'll tell you what, folks, that's the quickest way to get to what you think is heaven, but I think is just a dirt grave, and that's it.
You think it's lights out?
I think it's lights out. And the idea, people out there think that they're going to some of the pearly gates.
Yeah, I know.
I think that's demented, and yeah, I think that's naive, and I think you're dumber than a pile of rocks. If you think that, but that's for another show.
Yes. Because I don't know if I,
you
know.
What the fuck were we talking about?
Touring and, you know.
I mean, the whole thing now is different because of COVID. And now you can't go to a show. You can't walk. You can't.
You can now.
You can't. Right. You got to fill out 10 forms. And you gotta be masked up and rubber gloves and 6 feet apart. And I've done these shows. Let me tell you, Fred, I don't think you've done these shows. People are 6 feet apart.
No, not this. So the shows you have coming up.
Come on.
The shows.
Seriously?
The shows you have coming up, you're gonna have people six feet apart?
I'm not having six people 6 feet apart.
So are they wearing rubber gloves?
You talk to the venues and the promoters because the word came down.
I think you're in good shape.
All right. Some places are more lax than others, especially when we get down south, when they never gave a fuck.
Yeah.
And guess what? Maybe they were onto something there.
Yeah.
Right? They said, what? No fucking way.
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows why people react the way they do? So, yeah, you know.
So, my point is...
It might have worked to their advantage.
My point is, it's changed, and you know that it was sort of a dry run. It was a rehearsal for what I think is going to be a much bigger stripping of our liberties.
Oh, geez. Wow, that's heavy.
Yeah. I mean, it's coming, man. I mean, 2024 is right around the corner.
What's coming?
The main act, the main event.
Yeah.
They're going to shut down every music venue, every comedy venue, all the theaters, movie theaters. I mean, they're fucking done anyway. They're toast. I hope you're not thinking about doing any movies because they're done.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no more movies. You saw Indiana Jones comes out, Dial of Destiny, bombs.
Huh.
Elemental from Pixar, bombs.
Uh-huh.
At some point, they're not doing Comic-Con. I mean, wake up.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm a producer on a show called This Fool, so that's coming out.
Right. And this is, July 20th? Because this is everywhere now.
It's
Hulu or some shit.
Yeah.
What is Hulu? I mean, is this, an ABC? I mean, this is a streaming
service.
Like Netflix.
Yeah.
And maybe people are watching it. People are watching it.
Yeah.
They're tuning in. And what is this? One of these sort of mandated, diversified, finger wagging shows that now we're seeing that passes as comedy, or is it? Or do you get to do your thing with the leash off?
I'm not in it. I'm a producer.
Okay, so
anyway, I was just plugging in. Like, I'm just saying that. Like,
hey, I'm happy for you because I think you should get whatever it is. I think you should get the world. I mean, I wish you would get into movies. I wish you would
Oh, you're nice. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean,
buddy.
I really do.
Thank you.
Because I think you're fucking funny as hell.
Thank you. Yeah, so I've just got a couple projects.
You can't do shit that you did on SNL, though. You have to admit.
Yeah, no, probably not.
You did Obama.
Yeah.
No, that would not fly.
Tons of stuff I couldn't do. I think that.
But isn't that the.
There's many nationalities that I play.
Isn't that the end, though? Isn't that the end? When they start saying, Fred, sorry.
No, that's okay.
Your humor no longer applies.
That's okay.
Seek work elsewhere. Maybe you go back to playing music. The problem with that is you're not going to get anybody in to come because the theaters are going to get shut down because of whatever comes down, whatever common cold comes down the pike. They're going to say, you know what? Sorry, pal.
Yeah.
If you want to listen to music, go on Spotify because that's how you're going to fucking experience any kind of entertainment now is the lowest common denominator bullshit that nobody cares about. And half of it's going to be AI and everything's going to be replaced by whatever Gen Z thinks is hip in that moment.
Mm. Yeah, well.
And you're going to be sitting at home eating Honey Nut Cheerios saying, what the fuck happened?
Maybe. And maybe you'll be there with me and we'll both have some.
No, because what I'm going to do is shit like this.
No, I mean, I was goofing around.
Yeah, but, well, you can. And this show's all about.
Yeah. I was just saying that you'd be
playing better. Around and goofing around.
Yeah.
So get used to it. This is what's amazing about being able to do this.
Mm.
You see any fucking producers here?
No. I figured that's
what you got. See any label or whatever, network executives
here? No.
So, you know, and I mean, fuck. I mean, I'm happy for my HBO show.
Yeah.
But if that went away, come on down here.
Yeah.
So anyway, This Fool and Portlandia and what else do you have coming up?
Just a couple bits
and the Addams Family shit.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you're not the star of, and that's not your deal. You're just an ensemble kind of thing.
That's not my thing anyway.
But I mean, hey, I guess it's really fucking popular.
Yeah, we haven't done it.
Because you know what? The kids want they want to be sort of coddled, and the entertainment that they're drawn to is, and I'm not talking about little kids, I'm talking about teenagers.
Yeah.
Is, you know, frankly, a bunch of bullshit.
I don't know if I agree with that, but, you know, people make stuff and it comes out and good for them.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm looking forward to your tour. Hey, maybe I can catch a couple of shows. Hey, can I get on the guest list?
It's, you know, as far as that goes, why the fuck not?
Yeah. I figured it was okay.
I'm not a guy that gets into sort of the details of that. And but you should totally hit me up and we could figure that out.
Yeah. I was kind of goofing around. I was trying to
Well, you should check it out because some of the shit I'm doing is very well received.
Can I go on the tour and headline?
You fucking funny guy.
But yeah. So
all right, man. I am late because these motherfuckers up there were putting in a new range in our guest kitchen, and they're waiting for me up there. And I said I'd be down here just a little bit to chat with you, so I have to run. But get with those guys back there to figure out everything else.
Well, thanks for doing this. Yeah, it was really a pleasure being with you.
Podcast. And this is going to go up soon. Good luck with everything, Freddie.
Thanks,
buddy.
Come
back anytime, all right?
Thank you.
Office hours.
All right. That was fun.